Just stop that now, please.
I can't stop it. You know we have to open with a...
Oh, yeah.
We're back.
Oh, my God.
Now, Caesar Marguerite, that's how you say it.
Are you a model?
You look like Linda Evangelista again. Hello again.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's Coco and Shirley. And
a guest.
Very special guest.
Oh.
It's there she Rachel, is. Everybody.
It is Rachel.
Rachel.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, girl.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello. I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, it's really good to have you here. Finally.
I'm so honored.
You were like one of the first guests that we thought of having on here.
And now you're...
But I wasn't the first one to be on it, was I, bitch?
The library is open.
It's open early this morning.
Oh, I know, right?
Oh, how are you, Rachel?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Sipping your wine over there, your Pinot Grigio, girl.
Yes, thank you very much.
That's okay.
Oh my God, that's so funny that you talk about my birthday.
All right, bitch, just because it is your birthday today.
It's my birthday today. It's my... I am the
12.
Straight in there with the 12.
Okay, my face is beat enough for you to think that, Rachel, but I'm the lovely age of 22 today.
Yeah, beat up.
Okay, bitch.
Anyway, we should probably sing you happy birthday.
No.
Yeah. TGI Friday's in here.
No.
Let's sing you happy birthday.
Stop. I'm sorry, I didn't realize this was X Factor.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Well, right. You're going home first. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear...
Mr. President.
Coco. Happy birthday to you.
No, this is just too much. You guys didn't have to do that.
Yeah, well, we did, so get used to it.
Oh.
What's been your favorite birthday that you've ever had out of the 22 years you've been on this planet?
Oh, goodness me. Well, in my family, we do birthdays to like the max. So, to be fair, I'll go with maybe like since I've left home, because there's too many to like, go over, like when I was at home. Because, yeah, as a kid, always birthdays were massive. But since I've been in London, maybe was definitely probably the year before last is the first one that I love. Because we were all, one thing was that Benji, my friend from Brussels, was there and it was all fun and everyone was there. And loads of people at work are there. And I think that was like one of the first times probably you'd met my friends, Rachel, from work, I think.
Yeah, I know pretty much nobody.
Yeah, it was like, it was pretty much you and Benji.
Yeah.
And then obviously you and I worked together, Shirley. So like it was, we obviously knew each other.
Did you not know anyone when you were there?
Not really.
Not really. No, I think I might have met a few people on like a couple of nights out,
but
I was
not like
much,
properly.
Like, didn't know anybody.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know that. I thought you knew like a lot of them there.
Girl, I can talk to a brick wall. So,
well.
But no, literally, that was the funniest thing. So I remember you being there and Benji, and I thought like, oh God, like I should have probably separated my like work thing from my like friend thing. And then yeah, halfway through, or towards the end actually, I was sat there and I remember you standing up and I thought, what's she doing? Like she's just standing up. And she was like, everybody, the library is open. And I was
and
like,
I
what is going
sunglasses.
On right now? There was like this mini roast that started to happen and everyone was like fucking roasting me. It was so funny though. It was like honestly one of the best surprises that I had since moving to London, and it just made me laugh so much and everyone got into it and it was so funny. And then last year's was pretty good as well.
Yeah. Shirley, were you there, Rachel?
Yeah.
I was.
She was the one that got us down into the karaoke bar.
Yeah.
Awkward. Sorry about that.
Oh, because we started out
oh,
in
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I remember. Babe. That's all right.
Because we started out
anytime.
In like... we started out in the like, I the posher bar, as it were, which is kind of quirky by decor, but not by personality.
Was that when I was in my ABBA outfit?
That was, yeah.
And I felt like a right twat.
When me and you turn up, I'm in like full kitted boudoir drag, and you're in this fucking ABBA suit. And I remember thinking when we walked in, they must seriously think we're like the weirdest people.
Because we were the only two there for quite some time.
We were. They were definitely thinking like,
and it also wasn't a very diverse part of town.
It was Notting Hill, and it was a bit like,
for what they showed off as well, like all like queens going there and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I didn't really feel it, you know.
No,
I didn't feel that at all.
Like, because the reason I chose there was because like I'd seen a few drag queens and like people in that world go there and like DJ and have fun and stuff, and I was just a bit like, oh, when we turned up, like I get it, they were alternative, but
it felt like I was on the Titanic, to be honest.
It had that like older decor, which I thought would be kind of cute and like retro looking, but it actually did just seem like really kind of posh and a bit too much.
Yeah,
I thought you said you'd rather be on the Titanic. It wasn't that bad.
I was like, okay, bitch.
I would have rather gone down with the ship, to be honest, in that place. It was fun. It was a cool vibe.
No, it was a bit much. But then I love it that all the group moved on into like Soho, and we ended up in Freedom Bar. And I remember being at Freedom Bar. I was in a bad mood for various reasons.
Were you?
Yes, I was in a little bit of a bad mood because of something that happened. And yeah, I remember this is why I knew Rach was there, because I remember Rach, you and Nikki pulled me to one side and were like, this is your fucking birthday. Don't let bitches affect you and get your fucking head out the gutter. We're going to sing some karaoke downstairs. And I was like, I don't feel good. And it was just like so funny because then like a few drinks later, we all go down to the karaoke bit because it stopped Nikki from getting kicked out.
Oh my God, yeah.
That was the funniest
she
thing.
She nearly got kicked out?
She nearly got kicked out.
Why don't I remember any of this? What happened to me?
Where were you?
I actually don't remember
where you were before we got to the karaoke bit.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Oh, I see how it is. Just because I forgot Rachel, you girls are forgetting me.
No, legit though. Where were you? Well, who were you talking to?
I have a feeling you were maybe outside.
I think I was. I think when you went downstairs, I was with Susan and Sabrina upstairs.
Maybe.
And then you were like, you lot were like, oh, there's karaoke. Let's go.
Yeah,
and we all were like, yeah, go on then.
But I love it that it literally was to stop Nikki from getting kicked out of the place. We had to go down to the karaoke bar.
But it was the best decision
of our lives.
You girls doing karaoke, absolutely.
I didn't even remember what we sang.
Was it Spice Girls?
Was it Spice Girls?
Yeah, it was Stop. Stop, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was so funny.
I need somebody with a human touch. It's just oddly sexual on my birthday for this episode. Oh my God, that was so weird. But yeah, that was literally, that turned my night around though. Doing karaoke, Shells, it was our first appearance in London bar doing karaoke.
First performance of our world tour, to say.
It was a night not to be forgotten.
Yeah, it was so funny. And everyone in that bar, when we got on the stage, it was also because that girl before us was a bit like, like, sorry, hun, get off.
Did we know her? We didn't know her.
No, we didn't know her. She did that slow song, though. I can't remember what song it was. It was like Celine Dion something. It was a bit slow, and everyone was a bit like, come on, hun, you're in the gay bar in the middle of Soho.
We want to get up.
Yeah. So, like, I remember when we got on and this song kicked in, it was Can't Remember to Forget You by Shakira and Rihanna. And we can obviously guess who was Shakira and who was Rihanna.
I was Rihanna.
Just say, now step away from my home island, bitch, from Barbados, where my family are from.
Where my family are from.
Is it Barbadian?
Oh my God, so many people are listening to this are probably going to be like, oh my God, I never knew that. Yeah, it's Bajan.
Bajan, so it's not like Barbadian.
It's not Barbadian.
It's not like Barbadian.
Barbarian or something like that. Not Barbarian, thank you, bitch. It is Bajan.
Bajan.
Yeah.
Bajan with a B. you can't see what I'm doing.
I don't get it. Anyway, yeah, so we sang that, and I remember the song kicked in, and literally people were like, what was that noise?
What?
So you just
No. Shirley doesn't do that.
I felt a definite rumble.
It came from your side of the room.
Well, definitely wasn't from that area. This is, oh my god.
I'm sorry if you can't help the wind coming out of your asshole.
Wind in the willows, you know. It definitely, just to clarify, it definitely wasn't my mum.
I hope that gets picked up by the microphones, because I honestly felt that in the floor and I was like, what was
the table? It was my foot on the, look, I'll do it again.
It no. did not sound like that.
Don't you bitches lie. Like don't you bitches lie.
I felt the rumble in the floor. I'm definitely saying that was not your foot on that fucking thing.
I'm getting old, okay? No, I'm joking. It wasn't me.
To finish it off for that, we did the song. The whole bar erupted.
That guy who was hosting. He loved it.
He was asking us back. He was like, anytime you want to come back, let me know. And the kid from Bad Education, the TV show, and the black kind of gay flamboyant kid was there.
Oh my god,
the
really? Actor. I didn't know
the
that.
The actor was there with another guy. And he asked, during the performance, because I kind of noticed he was there as we got on stage. And I was like, oh, it's the guy, the kid. Well, I should say guy because he isn't a kid. But the guy from Bad Education. I remember seeing him as we were kind of coming on stage. And after the performance ended, he was like, yes, you guys were so good. And all this kind of stuff. And I was like, thanks, Bill.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I might have to post the video, you know.
Maybe. Oh, the video is definitely on... Maybe as a Coco birthday tree, we can post a video on our Twitter. At Coco and Shirley, follow us, subscribe to the podcast. It will be on there, so you can have a little look-see-loo on it. But,
To the podcast. Rachel, what's been your favourite birthday of your...
Yeah, I'm intrigued actually to hear, yeah.
I think it's... I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Do you have birthdays? Are you a Mormon?
At first I thought you were asking me, like, what was my favorite birthday of Coco's? And then I was like, well, obviously the ones that I was a part of.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, wait, I mean, you're asking about my own birthdays. And I was like, oh God, I have birthdays?
Was I born?
I don't know.
Are you a Mormon?
Where am I?
Do Mormons celebrate their birthday?
They do, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
They just celebrate it with their, like, 27 wives.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a party. Yeah.
My uncle's, well, he's not, like, really my uncle, but he's kind of my uncle. He's a Mormon. He lives in Salt Lake City.
So,
okay, let's take a side exit. We need to talk about this. Wait a second. I did not know this.
No, he's not, like, my actual uncle. Okay. He's, like, my granddad's brother. So, like, I don't know how that...
Great uncle?
Yeah.
I think it's a great uncle, no?
Is that a great uncle?
If you know, hit us up on Twitter and let us know what that relation
would be called.
I'm
pretty sure
it is
a great uncle. That sounds right.
I think it's
a great
uncle.
But he's a Mormon, and I'm pretty sure he only has one wife, though, because I feel like that's like a common misconception of Mormons, even though it's like 100% fine.
Mm. Well, they can have 27 wives.
They can have, they support polygamy, so they can have...
Oh, wow.
Like,
yeah, multiple.
As many... But that I could just be being ignorant. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, you're the most qualified in the room.
In this room, you're probably the most qualified.
I'm pretty sure they can have like as many as they want.
And what's their lifestyle like, though?
As far as I know, I mean, like, bitch, I didn't grow up Mormon.
No, right? Like, wait a second, though.
I grew up more men in my life.
Oh my god, honestly. I can't believe you just did that.
That was amazing. No, but I did grow up really strict, like Baptist Christian. So I still
I did know that. Yeah,
oh, really?
Like Bible verses. And
yeah,
everything.
I went to like Christian private school until I was about like 12.
Yeah.
And then I got into public high school, and I was like, what the fuck is this? I'm gonna wear all black and listen to metal
and like get tattoos and
metal.
Yeah.
My metal was like fucking Linkin Park or whatever, but I was like that little emo kid at the back of the bus. Yes. Like that was me.
Yes.
Did you have a full fringe? Like a rough?
No, not in high school, because my mum cut my hair, so I actually had like a bowl cut.
She had a bowl cut.
I've never seen a photo of this.
Me when I was really little, like with a bowl cut. Like my mum gave me a bowl cut until I was old enough to be like, you are not getting the scissors anywhere near my head anymore.
Keep them away from me. Yeah, exactly.
which is about when I went into high school, and I was like, don't touch this.
Yeah, don't touch this. Don't.
I have them on my Facebook, actually, when I was a like a little kid, and I have like the bowl
I'm
cut.
So gonna check that out.
I want to see the bowl cut.
Hold up, wait a minute.
They don't love you like I love you.
Oh, God.
I'm lemonading. I'd live for that Kimmy Schmidt episode.
Did you div?
Bucky with the good hair.
I didn't say div. I said live. I swear. BT Dubs, you may have guessed it from the that kind of little wine pour at the beginning. We're drinking.
Excuse me. I got bowl cut photos. So if you like just scroll through to the right, they're like photos of me when I was really little.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Who's the person that's next to you that's wearing the Snapchat filter?
What, the bunny or my actual baby cousin?
The baby.
There's a bunny in that picture.
No, there's a bunny in the other one.
This one. Yeah.
There's a one where he's even trying to eat a bunny rabbit.
Oh my fucking God, that
Oh my God, there's the bunny. I've just seen it.
Shut up.
Oh, you're so cute though.
Oh, bless.
With a bowl cut.
Oh.
I'm so literally glad.
For anyone that doesn't know, a bowl cut is basically where it's like completely even on all sides.
Did she genuinely use a bowl?
Was she trained? Not that I can remember, but I maybe have blocked that out for like personal reasons.
Maybe you blacked it out for like, yeah.
So yeah, it like comes from like a parent would put a bowl over the child's head and then just cut around the bowl. So you get the idea. It's basically just like disgusting on all sides.
It's just never come up in Vogue, I don't think.
Ever. Maybe that one time and then they forgot about it.
Maybe that one time and then they realized their mistake and like released a mid-month issue just to like resolve.
Let's just wipe that clean.
She's pouring more.
She just did the whole bottle.
Oh my God.
She got the whole bottle in that glass.
I'm only halfway through my bottle. Oh my God, should we admit that we're drinking bottles each?
No, you're not drinking.
Okay.
I'm driving tomorrow. So I can't drink.
No, you're not drinking, but me and Rach are.
So now that you're drinking alcohol, is that because you've done Tough Mudder?
Oh, yes.
No.
Let's talk about this.
Actually, yes, in a way, because I've done my first few now and I don't have another one for like another month or so. So I'm just like, party while I'm not doing anything.
But are you still training at that time as well?
So I was really bad this year and I didn't train at all for my first two Tough Mudders. I literally just kind of turned up on the day.
But talk me through this, because I thought Tough Mudder was just like a, I've done one thing, but you're literally doing all of them.
Yeah, so I'm trying to do 10 this year. So 10. When
this is like the fucking Hunger Games, and I've not even seen that film.
I can't even do 10 steps out of bed, let alone 10 Tough Mudders.
They do it on like a headband system. So basically, the more you do, you get different headbands, you get different colors, like all that kind of stuff. And as long as you do more than one, you're what they consider like a legionnaire. So you get to do like harder obstacles. So when you get to certain obstacles, they have like a separate bit that you go into and you get to do the harder version of it.
Oh, it's almost like it separates.
If you think about it, they have to keep it challenging for the people who keep coming back.
True,
because
if
we're just doing the same shit every single time, like, we're gonna get bored of it.
Do they change the obstacles?
They do, or... yeah. So each course is different. They have basically like a set of about probably 20-25 obstacles. There's a handful of like probably 5 or 6 of them that are in every single one.
Right.
But the rest of them, seeing as there's usually about 20 per course, the rest of them kind of get switched out, depending.
And do they add new ones? And everyone's like looking on the website like, fuck, how
they add new ones
every
year, and they make current ones harder. So like, for instance, one of the big ones that everyone like freaks out about is the ice bath. So there's one where it's like basically a shipping container and they fill it with ice. Like literally the only water that's in there is the water that's melted
from
the
melted ice. Yeah.
So they just chuck bags of ice in there.
And you gotta like swim through it or like get through it.
Yeah. So the first time I ever did it, so that was about 3 years ago now, you literally just got in it, went underneath like a ledge. So you did have to like completely submerge and then you got back out. And then the next year that I did it, they basically had this cage over the front where you had to go down like in like a corpse pose.
Mm.
So you had to go down, you got completely covered
like
in...
pharaoh style, yeah, with the exactly. arms across yeah. the chest.
You went down, you were completely submerged, had to come up and then go under again. And then this year they tried to make it even harder, and instead of just having like a bit of cage in front of you, they've made it into like solid black tubes so you can't see anything.
What?
With ice in it?
With ice in it. And in the States, you're meant to go down head first. In the UK, like when we did it, they were letting you still go down feet first.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like a health and safety thing or what have you, but in the States, it's designed to be like tubes. You go head first and then you come up and then go under again. But in the States, it's, I don't know, they're just more hardcore or just don't care about people as much as they
or like,
do.
Or like Donald
UK.
Trump's president, so what?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, everyone's going to die anyway. Might as well do it in an ice bath.
Might as well go out in style.
Exactly.
But what about the electric shock bit? How do they make that harder? Fuck. And what was it like?
They don't make it harder because it's hard enough as it
it's
is.
Hard
it
enough.
Literally stays the is same it? Every single year.
Is that the
is
one
it?
With like
really?
Is that like the wooden frame which has like the dangling kind of
yeah,
like electric
so it's literally
things?
A giant wooden frame with basically a bunch of tasers hanging from it. Like that's the only way to describe it. Like, you know when you like see tasers get shot and like those wires shoot out from it,
yeah,
it's just a bunch of those wires just hanging down, and they make it muddy. They like put water on the floor.
What?
They have like hay bales you have to jump over. And
wait, I'm sorry, running through that would already be a challenge. Why do I need hay bales and mud?
You may as well get mugged at the same time like we did.
Like we did. Got any spare change? I'm just getting mugged, thanks, but let's get back to this later. Oh my god, wait, so you're doing all 10 of them this year?
So
you want
I'm
to do
doing,
10 of them?
Yeah, so I had already done 4.
Yeah.
Before the start of this year. So
oh,
I've
I see.
Now done 6.
So you
want to
make it 10.
So I'm
going to okay,
make
yeah.
it 10, yeah. So I've already done 6 because I've already done 2 this year. So the rest of the year is going to be getting it up to 10. So that will be doing 4 more throughout the year.
Would that be like kind of... Are they in different places though? Or does like London have 10 each year or something?
No,
you know,
so
I mean?
They're in different places around the UK.
Yeah, okay,
they
so
have
there.
So London has 2 and it actually has the most out of anywhere.
Okay,
and each London weekend then has 2 weekends, so there's actually 4 London events.
Wow.
And then the rest of them are spread out throughout the UK. You know, there's a Southwest one, a Midwest one, there's some in Scotland, Ireland.
Wow.
I mean, they even have them into Europe. Like, there's a bunch kicking around
because I swear it started off like no, like only like the hardcore people would know about it, like military people and like
but it's
people.
Based off of military military
it
training
is, yeah
though,
so
or something
it was
like
developed
that.
Like I know some SAS officers helped develop it and some other military people.
Oh my god.
So there are some military aspects of it, but I think one thing that's made it a lot more accessible is they actually do a Tough Mudder half now. So they run it at the same time as the normal Tough Mudders, but it's basically half of the course.
Oh, so not as you're going as through, intense, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So as you're going through, there's like usually a split. And if you're on the full course, you take the split and then they make you run like 5 more miles in the woods or something. And then if you're on the
I
half,
see.
They separate you out and they
like
kind of like just
a basic
send you
track
to the next
that
obstacle.
Goes to the next. So it's more of an obstacle course
exactly,
as opposed to like
exactly.
a marathon.
So
yeah.
the Tough Mudder half, I want to say, is only 5 miles.
Mm.
Whereas the Tough Mudder full is between 10 to 12. So
wow.
they make it about half the course,
oh
but you
God.
Still get to do like all the
obstacles,
big
I
obstacles
guess.
You see
yeah.
on the website. Like you
yeah.
still get to do like the big ones.
Yeah, I see.
And usually you like if you're on the full, you'll catch back up with half people who are doing the half.
Right.
And they're
see.
Like, oh my God, I'm so tired. And I'm like, don't fucking
I've
talk
just
to
run
me about being tired.
5 miles in a woods kind of thing. Yeah.
Like one thing that really pissed me off is there was these like guys that were running with us. They weren't running with us, but they were behind us. Last time, and we were doing it, and we were running past one of the obstacles that a full Tough Mudder gets to, like at the end. So, like, we still have like 6 miles to go before we get to that obstacle.
Oh my
and they're
God.
Doing this half, and they're like, "Oh, let's just skip the course and go on this thing." And I turned around and I was like, "Not unless you're gonna run 6 fucking miles."
Yeah,
asshole.
You get your fucking ass back here. Yeah,
you better
so
work.
You
oh
better
God.
Work. You better work for that mud bath, hunting.
Maybe on that note, though, can we talk a little bit about girls in fitness, maybe?
Oh, girls in yeah. fitness.
And these men that maybe are like, "Oh, I can't do it," and then the girls are like, But hey, bitches, this is how it's done.
Let me show you.
Because I actually saw yesterday, I think it was, Liz posted something with like her arm, like her bicep. And I was like, immediately like, yes, girl, get it. Like,
I think it's a common misconception that girls shouldn't lift weights because it's going to make them bulky, because it's going to make them look like a bodybuilder. And the thing that they don't understand is that looking like that takes years of dedication.
It takes a lot.
It takes 6 days a week in the gym. Like, if you're going to the gym to just like tone up or whatever, lifting weights is one of the best things you can do for yourself.
Yeah.
Because not only does it like make you strong, but it makes you look great. Mm. And that's one thing that really bothers me about it, is this like misconception of being like, I'm going to look like I'm on steroids.
I'm gonna look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. But then also what pisses me off though is that idea that like, that's not the image that's promoted. Do you know what I mean? So because the image that's promoted, let's be super straight real, is that skinny little white bitch on the front of Vogue in a white dress or something.
It is.
And I know that they're getting more versatile with your, what's that woman's name from Victoria's Secret? Something Graham or whatever. I watched her 73 questions. It was very good. But she's like a plus size girl, and she actually posts pictures on Instagram with like her cellulite showing, or like a kind of fat saying, yeah, literally saying like, not everyone looks like the stick thin girl. And I love that we are moving away from that with all the like progressions in the fashion world that are moving more towards the idea that everyone is different and they look different. I think that's still the market and margin that's missing out in terms of like the commercial magazines and campaigns and stuff like that. Like, even when they look at like the Beachbody Ready bitches like on the posters, it's always that like thin waist, like tanned girl with the big boobs. You know what I mean? I'm always like, you know, that's not what people look like on a beach. And most of the people that I know that look, that are on a beach, that are women, have those kind of muscular figures because they work their fucking asses off to get on that beach and look like that. Do you know what I mean? And they've not done no surgery about it. Hashtag just saying.
The thing with the Beachbody Ready, I don't think that's fitness. That's just getting into shape.
Like, yeah, fitness, true. That's just looking after yourself.
Fitness
maybe.
For me is like,
it's a lifetime commitment.
Yeah, getting you to a point where you can do tough mudder and run 12 miles.
And the thing about the idea of being Beachbody Ready, it's like, okay, what happens after you leave the beach? Like, what do you do as soon as you're, okay, you've had your 10 minutes in your bikini.
Yeah.
You look great. What happens after that? Do you go back and eat McDonald's 4 times a week? Like, you know, what
body do you get ready for next?
Exactly. Bed and body? It's always that kind of
winner body.
It's like that whole concept of like chasing the dragon, like chasing something that's unattainable. Whereas I really feel like it's a change of lifestyle. It's a change of kind of mindset around your body and how you feel about it and what you eat, because ultimately, what you eat determines how you feel.
Yes.
And if something makes you feel good, then eat it. And if something makes you feel bad, then don't.
Well, and this is something I've learned recently from a few friends that have been on diets. And I use that word very loosely, because when you say diet, normally people think of that like kind of fad thing where people go to Slimming World for like 3 weeks and, you know, then come off of it and eat McDonald's, whatever.
Did you just say go to Cine World?
Slimmy World.
I thought you said go to Cine World. I was like, that's a fucking cinema.
Cine World.
Like, I'll go
diet.
To Cine World the for Cine 3 weeks. The Cine Can World I watch whatever diet. I want? The Cine World diet. They'll feed me popcorn.
But like, the friends that I have that are on diets at the moment, it's all, I don't know if this is like a new thing that's come through, but it is all about that balance idea, and the idea that like, it doesn't mean you suddenly eat foods you don't like. It just means that if you eat something really that might not be typically as healthy, it's balancing it with something else that might be healthy later in the day. Or you maybe realize that a Five Guys is like 2,000 calories or something, so maybe you shouldn't eat as many calories later in the day. And yeah, I really think it's like the perfect word that you brought up is lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. It's not just like a 12-week regime to get you to the beach. Do you know what I mean? It's really like something that you actually change your mentality and behaviors and habits with food and exercise, and it literally adapts your lifestyle to be healthier and more fitness focused, I guess.
We literally get 1 day of sun a year. What are you getting beach ready for? Because there ain't no beach in UK.
Fucking Kensington Gardens, right?
Unless you're going to the Thames and you want like polio and...
Oh, lovely.
You know, all these other rat diseases that you get in the Thames.
I mean, that'll make me skinny, right? I'm kidding, of course. But no, I literally live for girls in fitness, and it's just yes. like one of those things that I feel like there is a weird stigma still around, like the idea that like, oh, you're going to the gym, love, you're gonna look like fucking, what's her name, Jodie Marsh, is that the one that like got really stacked?
Yeah.
And everyone
yeah,
was like slating her because she looked like a bodybuilder. And I think it's maybe also partially the idea of like, I'll relate it a little bit to gays only quickly because of the mentality. I think it's that they just don't know, they don't understand it. Do you know what I mean? They don't understand it and they're not used to women looking don't. That way.
I think it's
no. Like the way that people like are scared of gays because they don't understand the way that that
bringing
kind of works. Do you know what I mean? In someone's
the
mind.
Gay community as well. I think it's the idea of toxic masculinity. I think it's the idea that being masculine is a bad thing, but also that being feminine is a bad thing.
Yeah, I agree.
It's that concept because if you look at the gay community, what's wrong with being feminine? What's wrong with being masculine? There's nothing wrong with it.
Nope.
So if you take that same idea and apply it to women,
yeah,
what's wrong with being feminine? What's wrong with being masculine? There's nothing wrong with it. So it's that idea that, you know, there's a couple of concepts in that, but mostly that, you know, for a woman being masculine is bad, which is a lie.
It's bullshit.
But then also if we apply it to the gay community, that being too feminine is bad or being too masculine is bad.
It's like that polar opposite, right? That everyone kind of shades the guy that's super masculine thinking, oh, he's a closet case. Well, no, actually, that's the way he lives his life, right? And then also like the more twinky ones that are kind of really effeminate or maybe drag queens.
Hiya.
That's when it goes more towards the idea of like, oh, you're basically a woman. Like, and it's like, no, that's just who I am. I'm sorry. Like,
you can't really switch up your masculinity or switch down your femininity. Like, you're just wired in that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I can't go around and be like, yeah, I'm so masculine.
Oh,
yeah.
God, no.
And then I stick on a pair of heels and I'm like,
jazz hands, glitter.
Magic
glitter
fingers.
Coming out my asshole. Glitter everywhere.
Like, you could, there's no switch for it.
Yeah, true.
And people that, like, men or, like, gay men that try and be more masculine, you can just read right through it.
You can see the fakeness, though, right?
Girl, I know you wear lace fronts.
I know you get home and you switch that fucking Shirley Bassey on, okay?
That's what I do.
Just not with a mask on.
No.
Hashtag Valentina.
Wait, I haven't watched it. Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Although, by this
point, do you know what that means?
What does it mean?
Well, we're getting ready for tomorrow's episode, aren't we, really? But last week's, yeah, you haven't
seen it. Where are the espadrilles?
Who, what?
I can't believe you haven't seen last week's yet. Get on it. Get on Netflix.
I'm sorry. I've just been really lazy watching.
At least you can binge
watch.
Oh my God.
I watched 7.
Like, no, I will give you 30 seconds to talk about the flipping obsession you have with documentaries.
I have a real big obsession with celebrity documentaries. So in 3 days, I watched 2 Madonna ones, 1 Michael Jackson, 1 Harry Styles, 1 Katy Perry, and then 1 really weird one about Tickled. It was really good, though.
I'm sorry. Why has anyone already made a documentary about Harry Styles? He is literally like 11.
I know.
What about his life is documentary worthy?
But
his new album.
I'm sorry for any like One Direction fans out there, but I just think he's a gimmick.
But what I will say, I've watched a few things on him because it's that little guilty pleasure within inside me that wants to see it. But he has actually separated from the group, I think, quite well.
Yeah.
In terms of his individual style.
Yeah.
I watched this morning I watched the James Corden Carpool Karaoke, when it's just the new one that he's done, when it's obviously just him and they're singing his songs, which I've not listened to the album yet, but quite a few of those songs I was like, yeah, all right. But the way that he's talking and the kind of stuff that he's talking about, I kind of do look at him and think, like, you're actually quite down to earth, I think.
He is. Like, in this documentary, he was very down to earth and he's actually quite intelligent. And I was very surprised. I went in watching it like, oh, I don't like One Direction. I don't really like the band members.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, I was like, I've got some respect for him as a musician, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It really kind of changed my opinion.
I think, though, because I remember when they became a thing, he is the youngest. So I think when they started... when they started, he was only like... I want to even say he was under 21. Because I remember seeing an interview that he did with somebody and they were saying that in America he couldn't drink. So I think I don't know what his age is. Oh my God, one sec. Should I do something?
What's happening? Oh my God.
How old is Harry Styles?
Harry Styles is 23.
Oh my god, yeah, Siri.
Yeah, Siri, come through with your knowledge.
Yeah, he's like 23. So if you think about One Direction, they were together, I think, for like 5 years.
Yeah.
At least. He was like 18 when they started the group, or like 17 or something. He was like super young. So what I think has actually happened is he's like left the group and he's actually grown up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, when I was watching
the James Corden thing, it literally, I was like watching it thinking, wow, he seemed really like down to earth, grown up, like matured a little bit. So I will give that to him.
It really offends me that he's 23 and I'm 23 and I'm nowhere near that famous.
And he's a fucking millionaire.
What the fuck? I'm going to have to go sleep with him. Hey, Daddy Harry.
Well, there is that cheeky rumor about him and Nick Grimshaw because they're so fucking close.
Yeah.
If you Google Harry Styles and Nick Grimshaw,
on board for that.
There's not any kind of... I think you can probably scroll so far down without seeing a duplicate photo of them together. They're together so often and they're so close.
I
would
watch
kind of
that
think it.
Porno.
I think kind of I'm
would
into
you?
It
I would
a little
watch
bit.
That porno.
But then, not... I'm... That was my stomach. I'm really sorry. I'm not a huge 1D fan, but I know a lot about it. I don't know why.
Right?
Oh, here she goes.
Him... Everybody says that him and Louis are in a relationship.
I did hear this once, you know, that they're apparently, they thought Louis and him were together because of various bits. And they're apparently, I think there's a tattoo or something that's involved with maybe that.
I think so, yeah.
They have like a matching tattoo or something.
One of his, apparently one of his songs on the new album, I think it's Sweet Creature.
They sang Sweet Creature on the Carpool Karaoke and it did sound quite good. I have to admit. It's one of the more slower songs. It sounds a bit more folky, I have to say, right. Which is very nice.
All right.
What, like some of their fans were like, oh, no, there was an interview and someone asked him, is it about Louis? And he basically said, I can neither agree, like confirm or
really?
Not confirm.
Really? Because I actually do get a little bit of gay vibes from him, but not in the way,
all of them.
Not in the way that he's like suppressing anything or anything like that. I think literally he's just like, I've come to terms with it. I just don't feel like the world needs to like put it on the front of a magazine. Do you know what I mean? As in, like, I feel like he goes about his own business being whatever he wants to be, but like, or I actually kind of do get the vibe that he's just open. I think he's quite open. If you watch
Any
the Carpool Karaoke, there's just a few things he gives off vibe-wise that I feel like he's a bit more open, a bit more free to it. Oh my God. And one thing you will die and gag over is he does, they do a funny thing where like they talk about the fact he did some acting last year in a film with Christopher Nolan.
Oh yeah.
And they reenact some scenes and he does Titanic where he says, Jack, paint me like one of your French girls to James Corden. And it is so funny.
That's my
favorite
line.
So funny. It is so, but he does it like, he doesn't over the shoulder kind of thing. And it is honestly magical. I have to say, you have to go and watch it. It's so good.
Paint me like one of your
What
French
are your
girls.
Thoughts on Zayn?
I was quite attracted to him.
I'm over it. I'm sorry. I just don't know why he's even around.
But from a gaydar perspective, do you think? Because I think he's more on my side of the spectrum.
Yeah, he's definitely like.
I think he's
on.
Probably the straightest of them all.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
But I think I get that kind of moody vibe from him. Do you know what I mean? That he's over it.
Yeah.
I feel like he was the one that would walk into the hotel room while the rest of them were doing some bits and wonderfuls. And he'd be like, for fuck's sake, guys. Do you know what I mean? I could
Not
see him
again.
Walking in. I could see him walking in and literally being like, are you fucking serious, guys? Come on. And Louis there like, blah, 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 blah.
Bits, excuse me, bits and wonderfuls and blah, 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 blah.
You know I'm not in that fucking world,
that's
okay?
That's obviously the sound that it makes.
Blah, blah, blah. What is
on,
it?
Chili.
Like,
you've obviously
is
never
it a
had
baby's
a blah, blah, blah experience, have you?
No, it's been...
Nothing's been a blah, 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 blah worthy.
It's been 84 years. No, seriously, it's been 84 years.
Oh, God.
She's blowing out smoke.
But anyway, on the topic it's of...
Fucking cobwebs.
Ooh. On the topic of Henry celebrities. Hoover.
Yeah, on the topic of celebrities, I'm really intrigued about this because we normally discuss this in detail and this is the only thing about this week's you've not actually told me about.
Where are you going with this? Oh, okay.
Like this challenge-y questions anything.
Yeah.
I'm with you on this, Rach. I have no idea what she's about to do.
As it's your birthday.
Okay.
Let's have... A celebrity, truth or false, quickfire round.
Oh, okay. Is that a Shooting Stars reference?
Maybe.
You are addicted to this fucking show.
It fucking kills me. Where's my phone?
Have you ever seen Shooting Stars?
No, because I'm a normal person.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean you're a normal person? You ain't normal.
Basically, it's these two guys that I honestly swear have just left a mental home before getting to this fucking TV studio.
They are so funny.
So off the wall. It's unreal. Like, she is obsessed with it. Honestly, I tell you now. But what is this? Okay, let's do this. I'm really excited.
So,
this is a little birthday surprise for me.
I don't know who the question is.
And Rach as well.
So, truth or false? Whoever gets the most points or the most correct gets to spend the night with that Blossom Hill bottle over there.
My Blossom Hill rosé.
Wait, are you keeping track of points?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's keeping track? You're going to need to, because we're not good at this. Should I keep track of points?
If I remember.
Okay, you can. Yeah, keep track.
So you get a point for a right answer.
Yeah.
If you get a wrong answer, do you get minus points?
Negative if you get
No, just no points.
Okay, so it's only if you get correct.
I need to get my notes out.
Yeah, they're all just truth or false. They're not like one page explanation. Yeah, just truth or false.
It is literally like a quick fire thing.
Quick fire.
Okay, cool then.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
My makeup is terrible.
Anus is terrible.
I was gonna do the tape thing that she does too, and she's like, anus thing is possible.
Oh my god, you actually sounded like her then.
Anus thing is possible.
I just want to be Little Pound Cake, like, for my entire life.
Oh my god,
she's like, I just wish I was Little Pound Cake.
Huh?
She's released a doll, hasn't she?
She has. That's what we were talking about.
Laura posted, tagged all of us in this, like me, Rachel, and the girls in this post that had like the Pound Cake doll.
So, just so you know, Alaska Thunderfuck has released a Little Pound Cake doll.
Little Pound Cake.
Little Pound Cake. You can get for $50, 50 of your hard-earned American dollars. You can
Squarespace.
Fucking Squarespace.
What's the fucking mattresses they always ship as well on
the
there?
Always, the one I always know is Squatty Potty, because I think I need one.
Oh, the Squatty Potty.
I needed Squatty
Potty. Yeah, Rach, you need to listen to What's the Tea. Their ad breaks are so funny. Oh, and Trixie God. Mattel... They did a live version of her and Katya did a live version, and Trixie literally lays it down on the table and creates like this massive long scenario listing all the things that they promote in these ad breaks. It's hilarious. But anyway, what was I about to say?
I was talking about the Little Pound Cake doll.
Yes, and I was going to say, literally, drag queens out there, pick up those $1 bills that people are throwing on the stage for y'all.
Or 50p's if you may.
Oh, you know.
Yeah,
I feel like you need a magnet.
Yeah.
I feel like I should just buy you a magnet to strap to the underbust of your leotard and just be like, throw them at me, honey.
I'm like, I've got so many. I'm like those arcade things where you put the 10p in and see if they all fall.
Did you know, fun fact... in Canada, because some of the currency in Canada is coins, in strip clubs, they actually do quite a degrading thing where they strap a magnet to the stripper and people throw coins at them.
It's like fucking laser tag with pennies.
I would say, like, one of my favorite Canadian strippers of all time, her name is Jack. She's Jack the Stripper.
Yes, Jack the Stripper.
Jack the Stripper is amazing. She makes like comic books basically about strippers, and it's about all the things that like people have said to them, like all the shit they've experienced.
Oh my god.
And like,
yes,
she's the one that said that on a podcast that I listened to. There's a podcast called Stripcraft that is by an American stripper from my hometown of Atlanta.
Yes, Atlanta.
Named Lux ATL, and she had Jack on there once, and she was talking about how she had a magnet strapped to her and they call them loonies in Canada.
My God.
And she had a bunch of loonies thrown at her, and she had to try to catch them with this magnet to get her like wage for the night.
That sounds so good. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, but like, imagine you get hit in an eye.
I was gonna say that could get dangerous, but
definitely. How hard are they throwing them?
They're chucking them on stage. Like if you're sat in the back of the club, be like, yeah, I like this girl. Like, you're using like a baseball.
But how much are they worth?
Loonies are like $2.
Yeah,
that's worth it.
I think we've just come up with the next outfit idea for our world tour.
Magnets.
Loony dress.
Magnets. Bring in your coins, ladies, and throw them at us.
You want to recycle that 2p? Chuck it at me.
But I don't think 2p's are magnetic.
That silence was unbearable.
Because they're copper. I don't think they're... Are they magnetic?
Oh, I don't actually think they would be.
Are they magnetic?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't think they are.
My science is really shit. So I could be wrong.
I mean, if it gets in my piggy bank that I'll carry on stage, well, we'll be fine.
Well, I mean, maybe in Christian private school, they don't teach the art of science. Is it an art? I guess it's just
science,
the topic
is of
science.
The devil.
Yes.
Of creation the devil.
We only learn about God. I didn't know what an atom was till I was 12.
Oh my God.
Greedy!
Yes! Do not come for my gig, Shirley. I am the whistle note queen up in here.
Honestly, I did one the other day and I was so proud. I don't know where it came from. I literally just opened my mouth and it went... And I was like...
It came out really smoothly.
Yeah, it literally came through like the goddess of RuPaul. Bless
him. You should have seen me. I was looking in the mirror.
Damn it.
I was looking in the mirror doing it and it came out and I was literally like my jaw hit the floor. And I was there for about 5 minutes, like,
anyway, are we going to get to these celebrity things?
Yes.
We digress a lot.
True or false?
Oh my God, I love this.
Are you ready?
Wait, let me take a sip of my drink.
Ready? Oh, yeah, I got it.
Right, you ready?
Oh, I just gulped it. I thought it would be on the mic, but I'm glad it wasn't.
Do you want... There goes my stomach again. Do you want buzzers? Or do you just want to shout?
I feel like buzzers would be fun for the podcast.
Oh, should we get an app or something that does that?
Yeah, no, just make a noise.
Brrrr!
Sweet.
We should have a sound, like a signature sound.
But you're working against
mine's Baliak Dead. I've taken it, sorry. I've snatched that weave.
She snatched that one.
Can I be...
Yes. Fine. Okay, that's our buzzer sound.
Cool. Right. Got the buzzers. Right, you ready?
I'm gonna forget as soon as we do this.
True or false? Baby Spice is Victoria Beckham's daughter.
That's fucking false.
Nah, it's true.
No, it's not.
Okay, no.
Emma Bunton is not Victoria Beckham's daughter.
She's nowhere near the right age.
I'm sorry, I've heard about alternative facts and all this bullshit, but that is one fact I cannot abide.
Right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, who gets that point? Does that mean?
No one.
Because you got it wrong. Because
it's true. No, but you got to tell me how it's true.
No, yeah, she got it right.
I've got the proof.
What's the proof?
Fuck off. Let me call Victoria now.
That Emma Bunton is Victoria.
I'm going to call Victoria now and she's going to tell me the truth. Imagine if I got a fucking voice on here.
I'd fucking die.
Imagine if I literally Siri'd her, called, and on the podcast she was like, Emma Bunton is not my daughter.
I don't know where you get your information.
True or false? Rachel is wearing women's underwear.
Badly dead. Rachel, oh my God, she is, right? Are you not?
This was supposed to be false anyway.
Are you not?
No, I am.
Oh, yes, okay, good. So I got the point.
So. Wait.
I don't know what you and Rob get up to.
Yeah.
Do you know if you're in the Friends episode when Phoebe and I think it's Joey that wears the girl's underwear?
It was meant to be false. It was meant Fuck to be off. False.
You bitch. So I got the point, right?
You got the point.
Yes.
Okay. So wait, for the first one, did I get a point?
She did get a point for that because
it's true.
So how is it true? Not like, you have to tell me how it's true.
We need to go on facts and not your daydreams, okay?
What kind of daydream is that?
In his daydream, he's Baby Spice.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
it.
And then he gets to go, oh, Vicky.
No, honey. He's not Baby Spice. He's fucking Jerry Halliwell in that Union Jack dress.
Who's he?
I'm so sorry.
She is.
I've got tits on me right now.
I think it's when we have company that I default to the wrong setting.
We have had like a bottle and a half of wine between. Yeah,
gender is blurred right now.
Heavily. Yeah, the gender line is blurring.
Right.
So wait, do I get a point?
You get a point.
Okay,
you
do,
whatever.
Yeah.
Get
thanks.
A point. Thanks,
babe.
Oh, thanks, quizmaster.
The points don't matter.
True or false? I've lost it. True or false? Mel Street was offered 2 camels and a fish to do Mamma Mia.
True.
It's true.
2 camels and a fish.
Yeah, it's true.
Offered that as in terms of like owning them or like on set she'd have camels.
No,
as
in like
fish.
Owning them. It was like her form of payment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
She got a camel and 2 fish. No, 2 camels
I'm
and
sure
fish,
she, or... like, I'm sure in the end she got real money, but I think like they offered her like camel.
Why are
fish.
You looking like that?
The next one.
Oh, okay.
True or false? Melania Trump.
Maybe again.
You went first.
True.
False.
What?
Are we talking about just her in general?
Just
is
her
she,
in general.
Is she...
I just want to say she puts up with him.
Come I was about on to now. Say. I was about to say, like, everyone gives her so much hate, but ultimately, like.
She goes home on. To that. We do not. We turn off our TV screens and go back to our dates. She's always with,
like,
she lives
she
with that.
She only signed up to be a gold digger. She didn't sign up to be first
she
lady.
She did not sign up for this shit.
You can see it in her face. She's like.
On the inauguration, oh you can see it in her fucking face. So true, bitch.
All right, true. You get a point.
Yes.
Next one. True or false? If you put your ear to a shell, you can hear Theresa May lying about Brexit. Rachel, go.
True, baby.
It's certainly true.
That is definitely hashtag true.
Point.
Point to you, Rachel.
Wait, does Coco get a point for Melania Trump?
Yes, I
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
I mean, she is true. She
giving out points left,
she
right.
She fucking
center.
Goes home to that.
True or false? Katy Perry's song is about Firework is about blowing your way out of prison.
Wait. False. It's about gay love.
No, it's true.
Is it?
Oh. No, it is. But genuinely, if you look at, like, the press statement she released about it, she was like, it's about, like, being yourself and, like, doing what you want to oh. do and, like, loving who you want to love.
But I'm sorry about it. Who has ever been a fucking plastic bag in the wind? I'm sorry.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. She's talking to you, bitch. Can we just say on the topic of Katy Perry, because I live for her new song with Nicki Minaj.
I actually haven't heard it yet.
You swish, need swish, to.
Is it good?
Swish,
it's
swish.
Pretty good.
She's
pretty
like,
good.
Swish, swish, bitch. Another one meets the basket or something like in the basket or
another
in the
one
casket.
The basket.
I don't know what the words are yet.
Another one bites the dust.
It's a shade song on Taylor Swift, which a shade song on Taylor Swift is everything I support because I fucking hate that bitch. So I'm all about that.
Shade.
I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift, you know
if
that.
If Coco doesn't make it to the next podcast, you know it's because Taylor Swift had her fucking killed.
I'm not Kanye West talking about fucking hitmen, okay?
And sued at the same time.
Oh, bitch.
Next one. True or false? The word sandal is made up of the words san and dal.
Manic dead. Is that... That's false. Wait, no, it's true. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought it was literally S-A-N-D-A-L.
I don't know what that has to do with celebrities, but I threw it in
no, wait,
anyway.
It is false then. Wait, S-A-N-D-A-L, no?
That's how you spell sandal.
Yeah, but you said sand and al.
Yeah, sand and owl together make
sandal.
Oh, no,
sorry. I thought you were saying, like, it meant, like, it would be, like, sand. A-N-D-A-L. I was like, that's not how you spell sandal.
Sandandal.
Sandandal. That's what I thought you were saying.
Sandandal.
No, that's true then. I'm sorry.
Santander, the bank of the British people.
No, it's fucking not. They blocked my fucking card again today.
Did you look at porn?
No, I did not. I tried to fucking pay a bill.
For all your porn.
For really good
Japanese
food.
For Japanese food.
No, do not cut me off. It was for very good Japanese food. And they fucking blocked my card because they were like, I'm sorry, we don't like you spending your own fucking money. They thought my card was cloned or whatever. But anyway, no to Santander.
It's probably because you didn't buy Fiji water this month. Probably thought you were dead.
No, sorry. On the topic though, because of your, I feel like I have to share a story based on your fucking porno story from a couple of episodes ago.
Oh God.
But basically, once I was in a shop and I was feeling it a little bit down. So Coco decided to use the lovely technique of retail therapy to help her out.
Where is this going?
I basically went on a shopping spree along Regent Street and Bond Street. And I was buying a few bits and I was in a shop and the card didn't work. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, come on now. And I was in the middle of Bond Street. So it was incredibly embarrassing because I was like, had Louis on my arm and I was very like specked out. So I looked the part and basically, yeah, they stopped my card. So I had to call them and they were like running through the last transactions. And basically, the girl on the phone was completely fucking shading me because I was like, I'd spent a lot of money. I'm not even going to go into how much money it was, but it was a lot of money. And she listed the last like five transactions, I think it was. And I was like, oh, yeah. I thought I'd throw a joke in just to like lighten the mood. So I was like, oh, yeah, no, they were all me. You know, we all need a little bit of retail therapy every now and then. And she was like, okay. I guess I can unlock the block then. And I was like, this is really fucking awkward.
What were the five transactions though?
They were just in many. They were just in five different stores, and they equated to a little bit of money each. You know, just a little bit of money.
You're supposed to be saving money.
This was like last year, okay? This was our drag dreams. This was not like yesterday.
I thought you were literally like the other day. Like
no, this was like last October, September time. No, actually, before we went to LA and Vegas and stuff, Rach. So before September,
but, you were spending your holiday money.
No, I was not spending my holiday money.
You were spending your holiday money, you little shit, little bitch.
I needed fucking good garments to go on holiday with.
It was important.
I could not grace Pole Expo in Vegas without looking the part, okay?
For God's sake. Right, your last one. True or false? This has nothing to do with celebrities, but I wrote them on the tube over here.
Oh, here we go.
If you push a pool door, you're going to hell for being an idiot.
Bible school.
Yes, Rach.
It's true.
It's definitely true. You're all going to hell if you're pulling a door and it says push. What way was it round? Was it push or pull?
I don't know, you have it written
down in front of you, so I think you're the only one who can tell us that.
Well, I locked my phone now and it's on the floor. There you go.
Oh my god, that was so funny. I love that if it was kind of ripped a little bit from Shooting Stars.
Yes, it was completely ripped from Shooting Stars because I couldn't think of anything else.
She comes prepared for Coco's birthday.
Totally prepared. Rachel, you need to watch Shooting Stars. And then you'll see why Baby Spice is true. That's all
I'm
saying.
Wait, do they talk about it on there?
No, they don't, but she'll get the kind
of...
So wait, are they
the original alternative facts?
No, so essentially the questions that they come up with are ridiculous.
Are just utterly.
Yeah, they're like, if you drop that bottle on the floor, will it fly into a toilet?
It's so random, off the wall.
Someone will say, true, and they'll be like, no, it's false. And then they'll be like, where's the proof? And one of them will get a piece of paper out and be like, here's your proof, and it's like a drawn diagram of it.
And they'll go, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And they just do weird things. And what was the one we watched?
Oh, who got the most points, by the way?
Oh.
Completely forgot, lol.
Me?
Did you?
I think it was you.
You get to spend the night with the Blossom Hill bottle.
Oh, yes. Do you actually want some rosé?
Yeah.
Go on, take some.
I'm probably just going to get a taxi home, to be fair.
Yeah, get an Uber.
Because it's only like $5. I was about to say dollars, and I was like, it's only $5.
I spent the day today with Amanda, one of my...
I don't even like this kind of Blossom Hill.
One of my really good American friends, and now I'm spending time with you. I feel like I'm really American. Like, I keep throwing statements out that are so American. And I did want to say dollars as well, but I was going to say £5, yeah.
Five. Oh, there's the
bottom. Yeah, I'll have a little bit more.
I tried to get a little, like, poor sound in.
You're just pouring away over there.
We're just having a really good Friday.
I'm a good
afternoon.
I'm a good girl. I went to Christian school.
No, yeah. What is it? What is it from Burlesque?
What?
I am a good girl.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's actually, I am a good girl. Something like that. Yeah.
Oh,
she's,
I love
she's got feathers and it's all Burlesque and we're sharing, so it can't go wrong.
Anyway, thank you very much for joining us, Rachel.
Thank you so much. It was so fun.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm so honored. Thank you.
Oh my God. Actually, on this note, I have to do a little bit of a shout out because I know that they listen to Stuart and Laura, who I honestly, around work, we constantly just go, thank you to each other.
Oh.
All the time.
And a shout out to Matthew Dodgson.
Yes, Matthew.
Yes, Matthew.
Or Matt Dodgson. I don't know him by Matthew, really. I know him by Matt.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Any shout outs you want to do, Rach?
She has a lot of friends.
She's like getting her phone out, scrolling through the contacts, and like, oh God, who don't I shout out?
I want to say thank you to my family.
Yes.
I want to say thank you to God.
To God for blessing me
with the gays.
I'm just so talented. I'm like Linda Evangelista. I'm not even
a
model.
Did you stone those tights?
I fucking stoned these tights for days. I even wore a mask on stage and no one read me for it.
Oh my gosh. She hasn't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it yet.
That's her own fucking fault.
Hashtag catch
up. I'm just going to take this glass of wine away.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, we're going to continue drinking and watching shit TV. But anyway, you have a very good afternoon on Coco's birthday, everybody.
Get drunk, bitch.
Perfect ending. Done.
Bye.
Bye.